In 2009, a URY member by the name of Robert Marshall disappeared. A year later, his body was discovered in a local woodland called Slater Woods under mysterious circumstances. Now, 15 years later, I have discovered recordings of a documentary that Robert was producing that explored a local urban legend.
My name's Dan, and I'll be uncovering the history of the Slater Woods Black Trail.
And my name's Rob, I'll be out in the field, or forest in this case, conducting interviews.
Supposedly, in the woods, there is a mysterious trail that appears to you when you are alone, and that if you go down, you don't come back.
But I know that it's real, and it's dangerous.
Was this behaviour not a bit concerning?
I actually found it.
What, you ask?
The Black Trail.
Three more corpses.
But the strange thing was that everyone had seen it in different parts of the woods.
Ben was possessed.
The unmistakable sound of human footsteps.
Well, nothing seems plausible to me. I am completely stumped.
And my blood turned to ice.
But that was the last time Rob was ever seen.
I'm at the end of my rope here.
Like she thought she was being watched.
If you'd walked down the Black Trail, you would never have walked back.
I believe that by editing this documentary together, I can uncover the truth of Robert's disappearance and find out what lies down the Black Trail.
Last time on Down the Black Trail, we introduced you to the titular Black Trail, an up-and-coming urban legend about a vanishing trail in the woods. And at the end of the episode, we talked a little about almost dismissing the entire concept just because of how mundane Slater Woods seemed, until Rob noticed some signs warning people away from the Black Trail. This was the push we needed to start taking things seriously, so we did what we always do when starting a new paranormal investigation. We talked to the locals. Just next to the car park, there's a little picnic area with a few tables and, on the weekend, a little pop-up refreshments cabin that serves hot drinks. Because Slater Woods isn't much of a hot spot and is mostly used by local dog walkers, this area's become a bit of a social space where some of the woods' regulars congregate. If rumours of a mysterious trail in the woods were spreading, then this is where they'd be spreading from.
Hey, Phoebster, you aren't gonna believe this. I actually found it.
What, you ask?
The Black Trail? I cannot believe the one time you don't answer your phone is when I find an actual magic path.
Hey Phoebe, what's up? I was just calling to see if you'd heard from Ben recently. He called me a few hours ago saying he'd finally found the trail, and I've not heard from him since. He said he'd call me back, but he hasn't yet, and his phone's going straight to voicemail. I know this isn't exactly unusual for Ben, but it's still a little concerning. Anyway, hope you've had fun on your holiday, and call me back when you get this.
I heard the creak of a floorboard from over in the living room. I sat up and began listening closely. I heard another creak, this time closer, and then I started hearing footsteps moving down the corridor towards my room. They were slow, methodical, and heavy. They were far too heavy to have belonged to Toby. They had the unmistakable sound of human footsteps. I listened intently as they slowly crept down the corridor. I checked my bedside table for my phone and felt my blood go cold when I realised I'd left it in my coat pocket. I desperately tried to calm my breathing as I sat there, too scared to move, as I listened to the footsteps approaching. I heard them getting louder and louder until they stopped right outside my door. I froze and held my breath as much as I could in my panic, desperately trying to make as little noise as possible. I don't know how long I stayed like that. To me, it felt like hours, just sitting there, listening to my heart pounding and expecting the door to creak open at any moment. But it never did.
Okay. Use your head. Think. What do you know? Ben Walker was on this trail before, and he got back home. Okay, so maybe not quite the same, but he still made it out, right? That means there must be some way to leave. Okay, that's encouraging at least. Now I just need to... Oh my god, what was that? Something just ran down the trail. I was able to hide behind a tree just in time, but I caught a glimpse of it and I can't be sure. It looked just like me.